Lab-grown beef could hit supermarket shelves within a decade, according to research conducted by Professor Mark Post. In his lab at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, he has grown a small sample of beef from stem cells, which could have a wide range of uses if made commercially available. Professor Clive Phillips from the University of Queensland's Centre of Animal Welfare and Ethics spoke to Danielle Daly about the development.
Lab-grown meat may sound very futuristic. 65% of Americans in a recent survey said they would be willing to try the product. Professor Phillips says convincing people to try lab-grown meat should be achievable in the near future.
Well, it's a little way off it being introduced into the supermarkets, but predictions are that it may be there within 5 to 10 years. The technique involves culturing muscle tissue on a scaffold in a laboratory, feeding it with artificial nutrients. By its very nature, therefore, it doesn't involve use of an animal.
But this could be expanded into all meat products?
Potentially, yes. It's much easier to grow a patty, a burger-type product, than it is to grow synthetic meat tissue, because you have to have connective tissue, fat cells, etc. So the initial products, I'm quite sure, will focus on replacing the ubiquitous beef burger.
But some consumers do have concerns about the product's growth process.
What they're mainly concerned about is that the product appears unnatural. And we have to look, I think, as a parallel at the acceptability perhaps of GM products, how some of those have been marketed, and drawing attention to the fact that genetic change in animal products, in plant products, genetic change is quite natural and happens with time. And the same could be done, I think, with the in vitro meat, that it could be quite easily marketed as no less natural than putting cattle into a feedlot and growing them over, you know, over a period of 100 days or so.
He also says growing meat this way can provide health and environmental benefits to the public, as well as improving the living conditions of livestock.
The major benefits would be in terms of control of pollutants, a more efficient process, and one that doesn't involve harmful activities to animals. People are generally welcoming the environmental appropriateness of the product, the reduction in environmental pollution. I think people are getting the message that beef production in particular is hugely demanding in terms of resources and is emitting pollutants, particularly those contributing to global warming, on quite a large scale if we think internationally.
Professor Phillips says lab-grown meat could also diversify the market for meat produce in Australia by encouraging entrepreneurship.
It depends a bit on the extent to which Australia grasps the opportunity to develop this as a new product. There are some 30 laboratories around the world working on in vitro meat and the development of in vitro patties. I'm not aware that any of those are in Australia. It therefore depends on the extent to which entrepreneurs in Australia are willing to embrace the concept. And quite often what you see in situations like this is that major companies involved in beef production would diversify to embrace this concept. So we might see companies like Cargill's, Tees, etc., getting involved to ensure that they retain a place in the market.
The Cattle Council of Australia was also contacted for comment, but it was unavailable prior to deadline.
And that story was by Danielle Daly.